Yesterday, my dear friends, we were remembering the mystery and the glory of the cross. And the main conclusion of yesterday's readings is that Jesus Christ Himself is all the mystery, is all the glory of the cross. Today, we are remembering the Blessed Virgin Mary in a particular way. We remember her and we celebrate her as Our Lady of Sorrows, which is a way of saying that we celebrate Mary as so much associated to her Son's cross. The sorrows of Our Lady are her cross, her way of partaking in the mystery and the glory of the cross. Now, if Mary takes part in the mystery of the cross, takes part as well in the fecundity, the fruitfulness and the grace of the cross. And everything we find in the cross is present, is engraved, is active and is flowing down from the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. On the other hand, we ought not think of Mary participating in the cross only when she stood on the Calvary. The cross, the sorrow, the suffering accompanied her all the way along, all the way along. She knew from her own experience what entails to obey, what entails to repeat yes to the Lord, to repeat yes to God, even when everything is so shrouded in darkness, even when everything is so obscure, painful, and apparently pointless. That's part of her suffering, and that's part of the great lessons she can teach us today. Because if we follow her example, soon we will realize that the real light she had was the light of faith. And the marvelous thing is that faith is exactly the same light you and I have to walk down our own life. My friends, Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows, is so close to us. Is there anything we are more familiar to than suffering? Is anything that be so present, so often in each one of us, everywhere, anytime? When we hail Mary as Our Lady of Sorrows, we are really saying, you are one of us. You are one among us. You know what entails to be a Christian, to be a believer, to walk in darkness, to seek the true way, and to expect what only can be expected from God's providence, from God's tenderness. It is so marvelous to discover that we share the same light with her, and to realize that she conquered. She was not beaten. The triumph of the cross was present in Mary's life, not only on the Calvary, I repeat, but all the way long. We thank God at this time. At this point, we thank God for the Blessed Virgin. Mary, I thank you. I thank you because your example, your heart, which became a shrine of God's presence, a real dwelling for the Holy Spirit, your heart is so bright. Your heart is so full of light, clarity and grace. Truly, Mary, you are leading us in following Jesus Christ. Thank you, dear Lady of Sorrows.